All right, BBS, here we are again. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this every weekend. I have so much fun doing this. Thank you, everyone, for reading through for the people.space, creation, lightship, web pages, etc. It's an honor to do timelines. Please call in as you are inspired. PRQ Timelines was created watching family members, friends, all over the world, examples of timelines that we don't prefer, yet it looked like it was going to work out in the beginning. Lots of examples. Please call in with any of your examples. Excuse me. And BBS, I still have the test, and now I have the callers. Thank you so much. Looking for Jackie from Montana. Jackie from Montana on line three, I believe. Judgment, confusion, timelines. Jackie, do you have a summary for us?
Maishatio hayata. How are you?
Jackie, beautiful to hear you.
Beautiful to talk to you. Yes, I have a summary of just a lack of knowledge of how to manage money and how that has brought on a lot of confusion. And I think ever since I was little, I just had no concept of why we had to pay for things. And I can't say that I'm any better. So some timelines have popped up that I know are controlled. And I was just curious, kind of your take on it.
Yeah, so money in general and the sequence, time and the unnecessary urgency around money, is that the question?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite topics, as you can imagine. Money and identity and time together are going to be, I would say, the most prominent disturbance in most people's lives and the most bizarre relationship with us as a spirit being. So where we come from, we don't have identity. We have expression. We have great expression. We don't keep it in time. We're always out of time. And we don't need a means of exchange to create a false sense of values. So when you live your life without time, it changes how money and your identity works in timelines. So just because you don't care about money doesn't mean the mortgage company doesn't care about money, though, does it?
Right. Exactly.
The landlord, he cares a lot about money, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He has people pulling on him as well.
That's right. So we talked about this a lot with Ocean Trek. Is okay, so we're going to run boats around for the kiddos, but when you get to the fuel dock, that guy wants his money, doesn't he?
Right.
So what's another way we can make decisions going forward that reduces the identity, timeline, and scenarios about money? Now, take one of the events that is let's just say, creating false timelines for you. You're actually going to find that you're the problem.
Absolutely.
You're always going to be the problem because you're playing on those timelines about believing in money when you went to buy the mansion, whatever it is. Okay, so what can we do going forward when we make decisions around sense of values? Where would the inspiration have the horsepower? Give me an example where we might make another decision today that may have means of exchange associated with it. How could we do it differently?
Well, I think when you were talking about the barter system, being able to barter and do find somebody that needs what I do. And mine is horses. I mean, I've been playing with horses for most of my life. So I would think, but not everybody has horses. So that's the problem with some of the stuff that I have traded out before. But there's people and stuff that I want that is not in that business. And I'm not saying that it can't be done. I think more of the question is being more bold to go forward and start looking at it in a direction where it is possible instead of being stuck in a rut and doing things the way I've always done them. And since now I know more, that I'm able to maybe create something different to get what I need or services I need or whatever.
Right.
But it's the belief, I think, is what I'm struggling with, is the belief that I can do it. And I think you just got to go do it.
Right. So it pains me to put absolution into reality and reality systems. But if you haven't noticed, there is a tremendous war regarding the three items I mentioned.
Yeah.
People don't want, there's a goal for you not to be sovereign, and there's a goal for you to keep using money. And the money war going on right now is tremendous. And that's why your RV, it has to expose the real bad guys, because they're fighting.
Right.
They're fighting really hard to keep your identity rolling, associating money with it. So it pains me to say that absolution. But I assure you, in the future, you're going to have this sorted out, because America has run the roost too long. And the world is tuckered out. So it pains me to see that if we inherit another system, we're going to inherit another system. But if we get a little smarter and let this thing collapse in a graceful way, it would be my opinion the world is going to get a nice little learning lesson on how to be more like you. But unfortunately, this version of humans, I would say, is like a toddler. It only understands pain. And that's what we're going to have to see here, is my opinion. Take the tablecloth off the table and quit using the bad guys' tools that were invented in another star system.
Right.
So I like your idea. Just do business with people that are like you is one solution, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I have been successful at that in certain areas of my career. I've been able to trade out hay and lessons and things like that. And I love doing that. I love it. So to be able to go to the grocery store and do that would be awesome. Or somebody at a market, or somebody like a doctor that, you know, takes out ingrown toenails. Not that I have one, but I'm just, you know, speculating of different things, that services that one might need that we could trade out with. Perhaps a hub.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anyway, I just want to remind everybody that the money is an alien technology, and that's why it was invented to control you. So my suggestion is you try not to use it without trying to use it. Now, I don't have a bank account, and I have no doubt that resources will show up every day is one of the solutions I have for everybody. And you say, how is that possible? Because I don't have any fear about not having it. And that's why I'm so adamant about everybody homesteading, because that gives you sovereignty immediately. And by the way, no one can bother you ever again there. Thank you for your call.
In. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, I see an interesting one down the list. Thank you for that call. Yeah, horses. You can go horse broke pretty easy, can't you? all right, let's see if I can jump around a little bit. BBS Radio. I see an interesting one. Kelly from Oregon on line 5, sharing space with other bodies. Kelly, are you there? Kelly, very savvy question.
Beautiful day to you.
Beautiful day to you, Kelly. Just love the intense questions. These are awesome.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. So last week, share with everybody. My question?
Please. It's a really good one.
So last week you said we're the same spirits and different humans just jumping in and out of bodies over and over again. And it's one thing for me to know that you and Ra are doing that, but it's hard for me to know that I'm doing it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in that confusion. So I know it's a vast subject and we could talk endlessly for days about it. So I'm just hoping you can give us kind of the Cliff Notes version of, I guess the question is, there a difference between you are someone and sharing space with someone?
Okay, that's a little tricky the way you position it. I'll tell you.
And feel free to reposition it.
Yeah, I'll give you an example real quick. So I use the term "I have my memories back" in regards to reincarnation and the sequence of events for living lives throughout the last 2,000 years. All right. The difference with me is I haven't been here the entire 2,000 years, which has made it easier for me. Whereas many of you have been here the entire 2,000 years, and your reincarnation process, you're told, is in sequence of dates and times and calendar events. That is not what's happening here. There's no such thing as time. And because you're so powerful, you're able to sustain a reality on this planet, what I'm calling timelines. Now, the difference with me is I'm remembering all the people I've been. I am. Very tricky. So you would say, I have the luxury of being around the most psionically capable children in the world. And I gave you the story. We were walking by a music store with some of these children, and they asked why Keister's in the window, and it's a picture of Elvis. Okay, so how does that child see the identity of a spirit that's just a mannequin? Okay, so they only see the expression of that spirit and can see that there's no such thing as time. Now, sharing space with that individual, let's say there was more than just one expression of light in Elvis or Q, is what I believe your question is about. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so now the volume of light that you can bring into a body is depicted a lot by the intrinsic of the type of genetics. So if I have less DNA controlling what we'll call the harboring of the light, that's how you get your memories back. That's why the tricksters got you to believe in all of the color codes related to karma. And so everybody wants you to balance your heart center. That's really nice to do. But originally, all of your light was in one spot. And that's why this type of human has so much separation with the DNA. So now you have a throat chakra. Now you have a crown chakra. Well, when you have all of your abilities, so to speak, in a mammalian, they're all in one area in that football shape. And that's why I'm able to speak so maybe arrogantly, because mine are more selective, more closer together than most people. So that's one way of describing sharing space in one body, bringing in more light is what I would call it. Does that help?
Yeah, so you're able to share space with people that have a higher volume of light in them? Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's tricky because we have to remove identity, because the light doesn't favor identity. It favors expression, inspiration, excitement, and that's what brings more variety, more volume of you into you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's an outstanding question. So just because you've been multiple bodies and more individuality, because your chakras are controlling your light, doesn't exclude the fact that you can't get those memories back. You can get those memories and or awareness.
Yeah, then that begs the question. I don't like the word preventing, but what is preventing us from knowing we're doing it?
And that's how I started these radio shows. If we keep concentrating on the past, then that's what we're going to get in our future. So how important is it? We just need to bring more light into us, and then it is created for us. And that's my only job here, is to remind you that you make decisions through inspiration, and that knowledge back. Does that help a little
bit? And then your volume of light goes up.
Correct. Easier said than done, isn't it?
It is, but yes. It is, but I'm all in. Can I ask just a follow up with that?
Please.
I'm just wondering how it all ties in with the twin flame model, because you said that you and Ra are the initiation of this nucleus, the twin flame. Does it tie together in some way?
Exactly how I explained it. If you want to put a title to the twin flame, you can. But that's how we're. So
that's how what?
So, hey, where's Ra today? There was a caller a couple of weeks ago that asked, where's Ra today? I go, I don't really know.
Right.
That was me being flipped because we always know where each other are. That would be an example of how the twin flame merge. So we are constantly merging, but we are essentially the same individual.
Okay. And I was looking at the creation source image from the creation light ship, and just trying to translate that image.
I'll give you a couple more examples. Bonnie.
Oh, cool.
Ray, the spirit of Bonnie Raitt is Ra's. Some of her boyfriends would have been me, et cetera. We could do it all day long. The light doesn't have identity, and that's why identity is so powerful here, so you get tricked. Ra has been many, many famous people. Whitney Houston. If they're dead, it's probably Ra or me. And that's typically what happens here, is we get too much horsepower, and they get snuffed. Lots of musicians, lots of actors. And the identity is what protects the bad guys from me talking like this. It's a tough little business I'm running here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way. This should be common knowledge for our children. Day one, you're a light being, and just use your horsepower to have fun. Play, play, play. If you play, you get lots of hay.
I love it. Okay, well, I'm taking that to heart, and I don't think gratitude is the word that can express my feelings, but it's just endless for you, for Ra, for the PRQ team, for everybody. That's, you know, all the lyrics, all the breadcrumbs, just it's so helpful, and I'm just so thankful, and I love you all so much. So thank you for my call.
We love you, and keep calling and keep calling and keep calling. It helps us all. And next caller, please. Irene from Washington. Is this the Irene from Washington that I know as Irene from somewhere? Center of the universe, Irene? Line 4, BBS. Sorry about that.
Hey.
Irene?
Hi. Hello. Hello, Q. Good day. It's such a good day. And this is the center of the universe, which... there's a funny story about that. I'll tell you sometime. But my question is, I've been, you know, when we crash timelines with commands and our attention, what happens, or what do the other characters experience?
So again, we're referencing a point in time and expecting it to be different because we're in a different body. So tricky to explain, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just because you've been a lot of other, let's say, you noticed that first day you went to the fortune teller and the fortune teller said, oh, you used to be a white witch and you were very popular in the kingdom of Narnia, et cetera, et cetera. And you fell for it. I used to be a white witch. Okay. If you could just say you were all those things at once is what I'm doing my best to explain. And you're unaware of it because of this type of body, this type of genetics, this type of DNA. So most bodies in the universe last as long as you'd like them to. Whereas here, you're expecting 83.5 years, which also helps deter and slow us down from remembering. Notice how grandma and grandpa on their deathbed, they remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can just get us to live a little bit longer is my opinion of answering your question. If I could just get us to get past about 120 years, I think this thing gets blown wide open.
Sweet. I have one more question. About doppelganger, I think the word's doppelgangers. It's because of a personal experience I had as a child. I think it kind of fits in. So I was living at the time in Demi, New Mexico, and my second cousin was visiting us, and we were at the public swim pool that we go to all the time. And we just left and we were sitting outside the area watching all the swimmers. And my relative was sitting with us, and we saw a woman in the swimming pool who we hadn't seen before, who looked exactly like my first cousin. It was so bizarre, we all couldn't believe it. And as we were watching her, it's same age, looks the same body type, the hairstyle, everything. Someone in the swimming pool yelled out her name, which is exactly my cousin's name, and she responded. So that I've been curious about forever. Doppelgangers, or how does that work?
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of opportunities there. So when we recognizing that our dream state can produce unlimited outcomes. So when you're at a very high vibration, continuously like a child, you can bilocate, you can go recreate, you can merge with other bodies and so forth. It's endless possibilities. I bet that day was a very fun day for you.
Oh, yeah.
And the people around you, same thing. So here's a normal universe mammaling. I want to be, snap your finger and you're it. So that you all have that capability right now. So now it's what degree are we utilizing it? So if you want to be an eagle right now, snap your fingers because your inspiration wants to be an eagle. You could be an eagle. You could be another human. And a lot of times you do it. That's why I call it do-do. And are unaware that you're doing it. Wouldn't that be fun to be a race car driver? Guess what's happening? You're a race car driver, some other reality. That could happen. Video games are designed and engineered to start other realities of war, demonic events. Video games are what is co-creating with the negative forces to make alternative realities. Notice there's a guy that has a Facebook alternative reality show. They want you to create dimensional realities that you're unaware of you're making. That's why you want out of here. You want to be in your heart center because someone is, I guarantee you, I have seen the underground bases where they make humans all day long. And that's the real world, unfortunately. So if I can make a lot of bodies, that means there's a lot of us getting spread around, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that's how the clone systems work. is you can just keep them. And that's why For the People dot space did Westworld and reminded you what's going on underground and where we're really fighting the real wars. Because we should be able to live as long as we want, not have this genetic engineering of timelines. If we would just live a little bit longer, we'd figure it out. But please, did you have another question?
I think for now I feel, oh yes, I do. This is a fun one. I just was wondering about Neil Diamond and your connection to Neil Diamond. And I was listening to Jonathan Livingston Siegel and I had a rather profound experience.
Yeah, right.
Listening to that album soundtrack.
I'll leave that where it sits, but please just sing me some Cracklin' Rosie.
Some what?
Never mind, it's inside joke.
Okay.
There's a couple songs that really annoy me because they've been overplayed. Yes, you'll feel in your heart the identifiers of you or anybody else that you feel you are a participant with that body. A lot of us have been famous people and don't remember it or participated as that style of person. Many, many different variables, endless variables. Good job.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Love you so thank much. You. Thank
love
you.
Love you, love you. Very good. And moving on. Thank you, BBS Radio, for all the questions. Let's see how we're doing on time, because we're supposed to be on timelines, off of timelines. Jennifer from Texas on line one, revolving around negative timelines. Jennifer from Texas on line one, please explain.
Q, I have sent everything to you on a giant silver platter, and I send it to you every night or when I can think about it or remember it, and then every day something worse happens the next day. And I have been attacked so much since I have discovered you, and I just wanted to get your perspective on why this is happening.
Very rare to hear this. Just kidding. So when the light starts showing up and poking its head out of its parapet hole, we get real attractive. And this is very normal for people. As an example, they'll do the creation lightship work. They'll do the full life barcode removal. They'll command their spirit to increase their life force energy. Once you start doing that, you are a very bright light. You're getting very strong. Now, this is not to negate that the reason is because more light beings are connecting with more light beings. It's not to dismiss it. It's really, what is the Achilles heel that is letting these events happen? So can you find a common denominator? What I did after I get my implants out is I just sat there and did nothing, because I could see the individuals that were attempting to put me on timelines and or attract timelines in a reactive manner. So in most cases, I could standardize reactive timelines were how the aliens were staying with me. Could you, as that example, could you find something to standardize on and change it and see if you get an improvement measure out of it?
Well, just yesterday I was slammed. I'm a disabled vet, so a lot like other people, our only income is a fixed income from the government. And mm-hmm. And your first caller talked about finances and money as well, but I just got slammed with an over $8,000 debt that directly affects me and my family. And I'm constantly I never have had money issues until I discovered you. And that seems to be a common thing since my light has grown, I guess. is I'm being attacked financially, and it does bother me, and it affects my health. So maybe
Let's try this. Here's where you come from. Okay, so don't give me too much information, but the debt is because of what?
They made a mistake on my pay.
Okay, so you have a debt to whom?
The government, the VA.
Okay, now here's how emotional timelines work. So why does it bother you?
Because it affects my everyday life and my family's life when we have bills and stuff.
Okay, so hang on. So, you said $8,000 bill. Why does it have value to you?
It doesn't have value to me. That's just a number they came up with.
So why do you have to pay it?
Well, they're not giving me a choice. They're taking my future pay, basically. I don't have an option to pay them.
why don't you let them take it? See what happens.
Well, if they do, then I don't have anything to survive off of for a while.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Okay, so this is a really good example because this is very common with debt. So somebody claims that they have a debt to, you have a debt to them. That's a claim. And because you're in the government system, they'll just take it off you is what you're claiming, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what, this is exactly how the dark forces work, is you're worried about not having money next week. You're worried about having a poor credit rating. You're worried about not having enough to feed the family, et cetera, et cetera. Works pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, now, try that. Now, what if you can teach yourself not to care about it? And what if that inspiration came around and somebody provided resources for you because you don't participate in lower dimensional choices anymore? So you're going to another dimension when you play in that group, which slows you down from being into higher vibrational group. And you're saying, since I've met you, you're the worst thing in my life. And I'm saying, no, you're attempting to keep playing at their level, and it's not going to work if you're a light being, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not going to say I haven't had amazing days and amazing feelings and amazing joy, and then something always happens to try to bring me down, and I try to brush it off and move on, and then something else happens. It's like a constant. And I try to move past it, and then when I do, then something else opens up. So I'm just constantly being attacked, I guess, because I am a bright light shining and I stand out.
I've watched it for many, many years, and I can assure you this is what ascension is trusting yourself, going within, having faith that I do not pay traffic fines anymore. Why would I? I don't get a driver's license anymore. I'm not going to do lower dimensional work with the negatives anymore. Those are all negative timelines. Why do I need a driver's license to drive on planet Earth? And if I get a ticket, right, I don't pay it. Why would I? What's going to happen to me? More debt? The whole planet is debt. So why would I care if they put me in more debt? Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your call. And moving on to, that was a great call, Macbeth from Washington. Macbeth from Washington on line 3, I believe, is my next one.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. It's great. It's a great talk show. It's a game show. It's really a game show at this point.
I know, totally. I'm going to do my best to pull my question in because I had so much fun listening to the last conversations. Amazing. Okay. First, did you get my flowers? I've been loving the silver platters, so I've been sending you flowers, you and Ra and the team.
It's shocking. Your area is really intriguing, where you come from. I'm sorry for the weather warfare, but otherwise, yeah. I'm really thrilled with how much growth is occurring in your region.
So. That's another question. Did you say last week that those technologies are dismantled?
Yeah. So there was a tremendous lull in the storm, and there's a couple ships. There's several styles of ships, but there's a couple types of ships that make tornadoes and hurricanes, and they're able to bilocate and or cloak themselves. The U.S. military and other militaries in the Space Force chases these guys around. After the election, you'll notice that there was no clouds in the sky. Was that pretty fair where you were at? Yeah. Okay. Well, those ships went and hit. And now after the election is done, it's all in sequence of events. It was really to make it look like we won. Yay, it's over.
Right.
The ships outside of this dimensional reality all smoked. They're all gone. The ones in here can't get out. But we're constantly chasing them around. There's all sorts of agendas. And because they can cloak themselves, that's why one of your reasons why your internet is still up and rolling, because that's a good way to catch the agendas, catch the individuals, and make it look like we aren't doing that, so to speak. So it's spy versus spy right now. That's what's going on.
Okay. So I haven't run it for a while, but for a long time I was running the Lightship environmental protection things overnight. Mm-hmm. Does that help with this area if I go back to doing that?
So it's highly coveted geography. Notice that look at the volume of volcanoes in your area, all the way into Canada, all the way to California. It's just one big coveted area. I would say Mount Shasta is probably the most dangerous place on the planet right now.
Huh.
And I know because I had to get involved down there a couple months ago, and it's real tough going right in there. And I hate to give absolutes.
Thank you.
You'll hear a helicopter go over where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Listen. So whenever I do the shows, the scanners go after the spaceships. So with the weather warfare, it helps with distractions, suppressing people's decisions, things like that. It's a very, very common tool.
Yeah.
So what they basically do is try and get us in the mix. I shouldn't be talking about helicopters.
Right.
Creates a timeline to keep them in with me. So if I'm affected, then that helps them stay with us in our dimensional reality. Please, do you have another question?
Yes. So I'm going to jump to the end of the question I called in about, because it's related to this. So my friends and I have this beautiful land that we're so excited about. We're still in the city, and I was feeling challenged. I think some of us were feeling challenged about how to bridge because we feel our spirit's already there. So I was so intrigued last week when you talked about how all the timelines are merging, including our past life, which are actually current sequential lives. I can feel all of it merging into joy, and I can feel my future self helping the land where we're going, and I've been starting doing command language there to support my spirit here. So I guess my question is for those of us individuals who are living our daily lives, to continue to accelerate our expansion out of this mesh
Is that a helpful technique for strengthening our connection to the New Earth timeline? To use command language to support? I don't know if it's. I can feel it in my body that I've had this huge infusion of vitality the last 3 or 4 days since I started doing the command language with the land where I don't live yet. And I can feel it in my body, and it feels like that's helpful in merging these different timelines into where we're going.
What do, thank you very much. Outstanding job. Brilliant. What do dogs do when they're out in the woods?
What do they do? They run around and smell for the animals.
And what else do they do?
They leave a trail.
They leave a trail, though, don't they?
Oh,
they mark their territory.
Oh, they mark. Yes.
Did you mark your territory?
Well, there's a crystal there, but I didn't pee on it. Is that what you're literally talking about?
Billy of Hollow Earth. She would demand it that if you want possession of the geography, you got to mark your territory.
it works extremely
well. So it obviously that is the intrinsic side of us, but we are just water anyway, and so when we leave our energetics, the dreaming of this and that, and then the transfer, the biofeedback and exchange of your excitement is all we're really talking about now. And then collaborating with the owners of properties, I find to be very effective. Get them on our level, so to speak, I find to be very helpful. What is the value of money? Most people can come to the common ground that money has no value. Even the normie of Normville says, yeah, but I need to get my money back on this investment. I'm under the opinion that the more we start collaborating with people that want their investment back, just because we're engaged with them helps teach them just by being around them, just by saying hello, just by, hey, I just want to check in this week you guys still want to sell your property, things like that. Just some kind of interaction with our dream state with individuals that may be presumed to be in between us is one suggestion. And don't worry, I'll be helping. Don't worry, I will be helping.
Thank you. I'm so excited to go do my new technique now.
Very good. There's a secret tree where you're playing too. I'll explain that. All right.
The toads. Thank you for the teachings from you and Ra about the toads, because we've been having so much fun with the toads singing to us when we're up there.
You betcha. That is the Toad King. And thank you for your call, and I'll be calling it a day. BBS Radio, thank you so much. Keep working on forthepeople.space, everyone. It gives you a little more awareness. Keep looking around. Just look to see where we're going, and that is the same place. And with so much animation and chaos in our lives, potentially, we must recognize peace, our inner peace with nature and our planet is where you're going. You don't have a choice. My love to you all. We'll see you in a few more hours. I'll be back in a few hours. Good day. Thank you, VBS.